Cloudcast Media.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Podcast with the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley. Proudly presented by Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans.
Hello out there, veterans and families, and welcome to Your Next Mission Podcast, a new program initiative of the American Freedom Foundation. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and your host. I hope you love that. We have a great show for you today. In fact, we have a wonderful show for you today. We're going to focus on a nonprofit whose main mission is to help military spouses find that right dress for that special occasion. But it goes much deeper than that. They are building a community around a great country of military spouses, helping military spouses. Now, before we get started, I want to thank our presenting sponsors, Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans for making Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families, and I guarantee I love them too. Now, I'm so excited to introduce Yvonne Combs, co-founder of Operation Deploy Your Dress and a Military Spouse. Welcome, Yvonne. So good to have you on the podcast.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for taking the time to be with us today. I'm excited about this already. I know there's a lot of military spouses out there in the audience eager to hear about all the things that you're doing to support our military spouses on Operation Deploy Your Dress. But before we do that, can you tell us about Yvonne? Tell us about yourself.
Absolutely. I'm a military spouse of 20 years. My husband is a field artillery officer and currently in Stuttgart, Germany. And we have two boys, Jacob and Jackson, who are 23 and 15 years old. And I don't know. I just love being a military spouse. It's something that I think I was meant to do, and I enjoy doing it.
Oh, God bless you. Do you call your boys JJ? I don't know.
No, we actually have friends that call them the big one and the little one because they get them confused all the time.
Well, okay. Well, tell us about Operation Deploy Your Dress. How'd you get started on this mission? It seems like it's sort of out of the norm, but it's a great program. But how'd you get started?
So Operation Deploy Your Dress was just supposed to be a two-day event back in Fort Bliss, Texas, in December of 2015. We had a number of military balls happening on that installation at the time, and myself and some neighbors wanted to help out and help boost the attendance at these balls. So we thought we'd collect some dresses from our friends and neighbors. We'd put them up at the community center there on post. We'd distribute them over a weekend, and then we'd go about our lives. Our goal was to collect about 200 dresses and just offer them to anybody who needed a dress. The idea was to help just cut down on that cost of the military ball between the dress and the tickets and the babysitter and the hair and the makeup and everything else. It gets expensive. And so we just wanted to help ease the financial strain a little bit so that people can go and enjoy these events. We got a little bit of national media attention very quickly. And so the 200 dresses that we thought we'd collect actually was about 3,000 dresses that we collected. And needless to say, that did not happen in one weekend. That did not go away in a weekend. And so we realized that the desire for the American population to help this event or this type of program was there. The need was there. And so we just wanted to see where we could go with it. So from there, we set up a little shop at Fort Bliss. It worked out great. So we just kept trying other installations. And here we are today, 5 years later.
Well, now I really understand you've really expanded a lot of different locations. And you just mentioned one in Fort Bliss, I guess. What other locations are you in? And can you tell us a little bit how that spread out like that? I mean, it seemed like it really grew pretty fast. And one last question too, is the civilian sector involved with this process too? Is there any civilian corporations or whatever involved with helping you too?
So I'll try and answer all of those questions.
I threw a lot of them at you all at once.
No, I think I got them all though. So first of all, we are in 10 installations currently, about to open number 11 and 12 this month and next month. So we're everywhere from Texas to Washington to Virginia, New York. We even have a location in Germany. We've got two in Georgia. We're about to open one in Alabama at Fort Rucker, and then next month we'll open one in North Carolina at Fort Bragg. And so this is very much a community event. We work with the Association of United States Army to do a lot of things. The Fort Bragg location will be our first location that we are working with the Armed Services YMCA to bring a location to that community. All of our other locations, we actually work with the spouses clubs on those installations to bring our shops to the community there. Civilians from all over the country send their dresses to us. Civilian companies send excess inventory to us. So it really is a all-encompassing community program that we are engaging in here.
You probably get a lot of feedback. Do you get a lot of feedback from the spouses that you give their dresses to? And when they use them, do they bring them back? I mean, I don't know if you do that or not. Do they just actually keep the dress forever?
So the program is not a borrow and return. It's you come, you take a dress, it's yours to keep. And the reason behind that is we want people to be able to alter the dress to fit them if it needs to be altered. Most people, I'm sure you don't know this, but most people don't fit into a dress right off the rack.
I do. Every time I get one, I fit right in.
They have to make some sort of alterations here and there. And so that's where the issue comes in. There are some borrow and return programs on installations around the world, around the country, but when you have to borrow the dress, you can't alter it. So it has to just fit you as best as it fits you, right? So sometimes you have to pass up on a dress because it just doesn't fit you right. Whereas with us, you can take the dress that you want and you can make it fit you the way it needs to fit you because it's yours to keep. Some people do bring them back afterwards because they say, I wore it the one time. I'm not going to wear it again. I want somebody else to be able to wear it. But other people, they love the dress, they keep it, and they wear it to other events as well.
Do you ask about when they come in and want to get a dress, or do you ask them at what rank their husband is, officer, non-commissioned officer, private, whatever? I mean, I don't know if you asked that question.
So we are open to all ranks and all branches of service. There's no rank restriction whatsoever in our program. And for us, we have the inventory to support everybody. And two, we didn't want there to be any kind of stigma or any kind Absolutely. Of, they had to get a free dress. And so we have given dresses to everybody from E1s to 4-star general spouses, and they wear them proudly. Everybody wears them proudly. They'll say that they got their dress from Operation to Play Your Dress. It's not a secret that they had, that they got it from us. They didn't have to get it under the table or in the dark of the night or anything like that. They can come to us proudly and deploy their dresses, everybody is excited about it.
You got to be kidding. You gave one to a 4-star general's spouse. Did you really?
To a few 4-star general spouses, but Ginger Perkins, she is one of our biggest fans, and she wears that dress proudly and tells everybody where she got that dress.
You know, I got to tell you something that's really funny. I guess it is funny. When I was a division sergeant major, my wife and the division commander's wife was real close, and we was going to a function. Non-commissioned officer function one. And when she started to go, she says, don't tell them what rank I am. Or don't tell them what rank my husband is, because she didn't want them to know, because she wanted to fit in, if that makes sense to you. She wanted to just be part of the team. And I thought that was really pretty smart on her part. And I'm happy for you to say that a general officer's spouse got a dress, because that's, for me, that's marketing. That's telling people this is a wonderful program. Nobody's above anybody else. Let's all just sort of work as a team. And I think that's really neat. You're making me think about all sorts of stuff, and how do people get in contact with you? I mean, is there a number or website? If they don't know anything about your program, how do you get contact?
So we have a website, operationdeployyourdress.org. We have Facebook pages, Operation Deploy Your Dress, plus every one of our shops has its own Facebook page. So you've got Fort Bliss Operation Deploy Your Dress and Fort Eustis Operation Deploy Your Dress. So everywhere where we have a location, there's a Facebook page for them as well. We have Instagram, which is ODYD1. I'm sorry. We have all that stuff. So, I mean, really, if you go to our website, operationdeployyourdress.org, you can also find where you can find us everywhere else.
Okay. Well, I want to say one last question because I have a bunch of them, but, what, Do you have any concerns, any problems that arise with, you know, with the dress, with your program? Is there anything pops up, say, geez, I wish I'd have got that, or I wish I'd have got that, or maybe I could have did this a little bit better. Any concerns that you have, any issues, I guess?
No, honestly, nothing major. We tweak things here and there based on the installation that we're at, or, you know, where the community that we're working with. But for the most part, this is a feel good thing to do, right? Yeah. We have volunteers that always want to come in. We never have an issue finding volunteers. We have people who always want to come in and deploy dresses. We have people who always want to send us their dresses. Mm-hmm. And so really our biggest hurdle has always just been getting the word out that we exist so that people use the program. But it's funny walking, you know, going someplace and I'll say something about Operation the Player Dress and they'll say, oh, I've heard of that. And I'm like, you have?
That's good.
Like, really? You've heard of this?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, you know, it's kind of like if one of your children becomes famous, you're like surprised still that somebody knows who they are. That's kind of how I am with Operation Player Justice. This is our baby, and we're kind of surprised when people know about it, but it's exciting as well.
As you was talking a minute ago, I was thinking about having like a pageant with Operation Deploy Your Dress and people wearing your dresses through a pageant. That'd probably be pretty neat. Hey, is there a phone number that they can get a hold of you if they have issues or anything?
There is. It is 707 89 dress.
Oh, wow. That's perfect. Yes. We're talking with Yvonne Combs, co-founder of Operation Deploy Your Dress. If you haven't heard how motivated she is, something's wrong with you. And you're listening to Your Next Mission podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. Yvonne, we want to continue our discussion. Operation Deploy Your Dress has been all over the news here lately. What do you think has made what you're doing for our military and spouses so popular, not just on the military installation, really in the country? I mean, all these news people, they want news, they want positive things. Why do you think it's so popular?
I think it's just something that everybody can get involved with. Everybody has, you know, a dress that's hanging in their closet that they're never going to wear again. Everybody wants to find a way to, most people want to find a way to connect to the military and to help the military. So this is a great bridge between that military and civilian community that's saying, hey, here's a tangible way to support the troops. You know, a lot of people say, I don't want to just stick a sign in my front yard. I want to do something. And this really is truly impacting military families by helping them financially, allowing them to get to these events, even military daughters going to proms and homecomings. You know, if they're not able to go to those events, they're not able to connect to those new communities that they're in and maybe have those great memories at every installation that their service member or parent moves them around to. So it's just a feel good thing. It's hard to really attach any negativity to something like this. Everybody's just out to smile and have fun with it, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I always like to say, it's not what you have, it's what you do with what you have. And God has blessed you with all this enthusiasm and all this motivation. To me, especially as, I won't tell you how old I am, but especially as you get a little bit older, you want to give back and you want to do those things. And the military is a really pretty tight family. If one's got a problem, they all got a problem. And I always, you know, I always talk to a lot of people about officers and non-commissioned officers are all like this. They're all joining together. They all fight together and they win our nation's wars together. And so it's really neat what you're doing. How did COVID-19 affect us? I know that affected everybody in this country. Did that affect your organization, Denny?
It did. I mean, of course, there weren't these special events, military balls, proms, and stuff like that were all being canceled. So it absolutely impacted us. But we, you know, we got creative. We did a social media campaign that we called the Dress Up at Home Challenge. And we knew that people were tired of being stuck in their yoga pants or their sweatpants or whatever. So we encourage them to take those beautiful dresses that are hanging in their closet that they're probably not going to wear and put it on and just go about their everyday business, whether you're homeschooling children, you're cleaning toilets, you're, you know, walking the dog, whatever, put on some makeup, do your hair, put on your dress and take a picture while doing it. And we had so many people just participate and just thank us for coming up with something to get them out of their sweatpants. And they said, you know, we needed that. Like we needed that reason to put on a dress and to put on a smile and stuff like that. So that was really cool. And it was a great experience. We also had companies that had excess inventory that were sending it to us because they couldn't do anything with it. So that was great to stock our racks before the world opened up again. But one of the things that I don't know that we spoke about, but we had a wedding dress company send us about 250 wedding dresses.
Oh my goodness.
And we don't usually take wedding dresses just because they take up so much space. And most of the people who we support are military spouses who are already married. Mm-hmm. And, but we thought, you know what, this is a great opportunity for us to get creative. So we actually created a virtual distribution of wedding dresses. And because they're all brand new, they've not been altered. So we're able to virtually distribute these. So we have a ODYD bridal now where we're welcoming new brides, new military spouses into the military community with a wedding dress for their wedding.
What a great idea.
It's completely free. They pay shipping. It's about a $35 shipping fee, but everything else is free. And these are gorgeous brand new wedding dresses. And, you know, I joke around that a lot of times when somebody's new to an installation, you go to your neighbor with a warm plate of cookies to welcome them. And Operation to Play Your Dress is welcoming new brides into the military with a wedding dress at their front door instead of a warm plate of cookies.
Yeah, you know, a couple of things. Do you do much with the Guard and Reserve? Now, I always say the Army, so that's everybody. Is the Guard and Reserve also involved in this process?
Yep, it's actually all branches of service. So, yeah. Yes.
Coast Guard, Air Force, Navy, all of them. Okay.
As long as you have a military or dependent ID card, we're all about it.
Oh, wow. That's neat. Yeah, I got to go back here. When you was talking about, you know, wear your dress anywhere and all this stuff, you know what I was thinking in my brain? I was thinking about going to the commissary and somebody in a gown or going to the PX or what. I just think that's really a neat idea. But
we actually had a military spouse go to the commissary at Fort Irwin, California. The CG spouse, her name is Kelly Lesperance, went to the commissary at Fort Irwin, California in her wedding dress in the produce section and took pictures for us.
What a great, I think that shows, that you're really personal about a lot of stuff, but it also shows your professionalism. You want to have fun and it's about having fun and enjoying life. Again, I don't know if I said this, but I'm going to say it a couple of times. It's not what you have, it's what you do with what you have. And what you're doing is making a difference in a lot of people's lives. And in fact, probably you don't even know all the people that you're touched already. So I bless you for what you do and what you continue to do. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Your Next Mission Podcast.
This Your Next Mission Podcast is made possible by the Cavalry Agency. They help brands dominate no matter their size. Ideas, strategy, action. This is Cavalry. Learn more at cavalry.com. Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global, providing affordable online education for hardworking adults. Learn more about a personalized, innovative, and world-class education at purdueglobal.edu. Veterans United Home Loans, the number one VA lender for 5 straight years. If you're buying, they're funding your dreams. Learn more at veteransunited.com.
Welcome back. I'm 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley, and we're blessed to be here today with Yvonne Combs, co-founder of Operation Deploy Your Dress. And I want all of our listeners to reach out to me directly. Tell us about your transition out of the military. Tell us about, you know, how you're doing. Tell us what topics you'd like us to cover on this podcast. We're open to suggestions. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134, and I'll reach out to you. I'll actually call you back most of the times, or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Okay, let's pick it up where we left off. Yvonne, we're landing or heading into a final segment with you today. I hope you've enjoyed it just as much as I have. And I just have really a couple more questions. I want to be sure that we tell the audience that you were voted Army Spouse of the Year. Congratulations. What kind of responsibilities being the Army Spouse of the Year, what goes with that? I mean, what, you know, do they put a crown on your head or something? I don't know. That's
I did get a very nice medallion, and I have my own coin now, so that's really exciting.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Did they give you a lot of coins so you can give them out to other people or anything, or just to get one?
Yes. Nope. I got a whole bag of coins.
That's a good deal.
Yes. So it's really just a program. The Armed Forces Insurance Military Spouse of the Year program is just a program that is set up to recognize military spouses doing good in their communities. And so they choose a military spouse from every installation and on all branches of service, and then they narrow it down to branch winners from each branch of service as well. So it's just a great way to recognize military spouses and what they're doing.
Will you go to the association? I know the Association of United States Army convention's coming up in October. Will you go to that and they'll recognize you at that convention?
So I will go to that. They not as part of the Army Spouse of the Year thing. But Operation Deploy Your Dress does have a teaming agreement with the Association of the United States Army at the national level. So we have a table in the convention center or in the exhibit hall, I'm sorry. And then I'll also help Holly Daly with one of the family programs seminars that they put on as well. So I'm excited about that. That's going to be on military customs and courtesies. Yeah. So I'm excited to do that.
That's one I always flunked on all the time about customs. Hey, I know you have some great events that are coming up. Can you tell us about those?
Our big event, which we're really excited about, is we don't have a shop in the DC, Northern Virginia area. Just there's so many military families there and so many installations so spread out. We just have never quite figured out where to put a shop. So we do once a year, we do a pop-up event in the area for all the military families there. And it's a one-day event where we give away about 500 dresses. We help about 500 families in one day. And that takes place at the Association of the United States Army's headquarters there in Arlington, Virginia. So that's coming up on the 11th of September. We're super excited to serve the community there this year. And we just can't wait to do that.
So it's just the one day on the 11th of September where they can go in and get a dress right there at Association. Wow. How are they marketing it? I guess the Association of the United States Army is marketing it through the community up there too.
Yep. So we use a lot of social media and push out through a lot of spouse Facebook pages. The AUSA Family Programs also pushes it out. So we set up the day before on a Friday, we set up an entire shop in their conference center there on the first floor. And then we do a little VIP event where we have some people come in and just to see what we've done. And then the next day it's going from 8 to 5 PM, just distributing dresses. And so it's a lot of fun. It really kind of ignites you and gets you super amped to just be a part of this organization.
Yeah. Just a second, I'm going to ask you for final thoughts, but I guess one of my questions to you is, how can we help you? I mean, we'll put it on our podcast, we'll put it on our website, whatever. You need to share that information, any kind of information that helps spouses, to make sure that, you know, Ted Hacker and myself get that information so we can help you out. Is there anything else we can do to assist you in any way? Or?
I mean, again, that is our biggest hurdle, is just getting word out, right? We just always want to make sure that we're reaching. I mean, we do get the word out really well, but there's always more people that we can reach. So we just want to make sure that we're getting our message out as best as possible. And so, you know, those things that you said you would do and doing this podcast and things like that is definitely helpful. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, I was sitting there thinking, if you get a dress, you should get a pair of shoes. It's too bad there's not a shoe company in the United States of America that just gives all of our military spouses shoes. Are you thinking about that anyway?
So we actually do. It's actually one dress and one accessory. So we have shoes, shawls, purses, and jewelry.
You know something, somehow in my brain, I knew that you'd already thought about that already, but I had to ask the question, is there anything that you haven't thought about helping spouses? I mean, you know, do they have a limousine pick them up or anything? I don't know. Do you do anything like
no.
that?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. Hey, look, first of all, I want to say it's been wonderful talking to you, but any final thoughts, anything you want to share, anything that you think our audience would not like to hear, but you want to educate them about what you're doing or whatever, whether it's a website, a phone number, or where you can help, or even if they can, I don't know if you take donations for money or anything like that. Maybe people can, you know, like $5, $10, $50, or $100 or something like that. They can donate to helping your cause out. Cause I think, first of all, I think it's a wonderful cause and I think you're doing a tremendous job. And again, I'm going to go back and say, you have the enthusiasm That's sort of really catchy. You know, all leaders have got to have something. And I know that you're leading a pack here because I just feel it from the other side here. So I appreciate that. Any final thoughts?
Well, absolutely. I mean, on our website, operationtoplayaddress.org, we are always open for any kind of donations. Monetary donations are very welcomed. Free dresses don't exactly bring in a lot of money, $0. So we can always use those types of donations. And I think really for my biggest final thought, I think it's important for people to know that if you have an idea, just try it. Like, what's the worst that could happen? My event would have only been for 2 days and then it would have gone away and I would be doing something else with my life, right? Like, I think that sometimes people don't realize that even small things can have a big impact. And so it's, don't be afraid to try.
I think, just adding on to that, I think the small things in life is what goes to be a big thing. And I think that when you're thinking about something, just don't think about it, do it. And the only thing that stops you in life is you. And I always tell people about the circle of life. Everybody's in a circle when they're born, they stay in that circle. Some people stay there for their entire life, but people like you, and hopefully me too, but maybe more so you, keep stepping out of that circle. They keep reinventing themselves. They keep finding ways to help people. They keep doing better things. I mean, it's about giving back. And I love the fact that you're just doing so much and you're not talking about doing things, you're doing it. And that's action things. I can't thank you enough for what you're doing and what you continue to do for our military families. And really, I say military families, but it's not just military families. It's really our country. It's people like you that make a difference. And never stop doing what you're doing today. And I'm sure that your husband is blessed. He's blessed to have you because I can see right now you're a great partner in life. And I'm sure your kids are great kids. And again, if I can help your son come in the Army, I love to help people come in the Army. Let me know because I'll do it. I'll help him out there. Okay. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. And you're listening to Your Next Mission podcast. And thank you for listening today. Please visit us at our website at yournextmission.org and leave me a review. Hopefully it's a good review. I don't want anything negative on there, but tell me what I've been doing because I want to make it better for you. You can also visit our partners who can provide with so many services that can assist you when you transition, out of the military. Also, please visit our corporate partners and see all the jobs that are available. Please know, and I'm going to say that again, please know we want to assist you in any way we can. Please follow us on my personal social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. I never thought I'd ever say that, but please follow me. I'd love for you to follow me because we're a team, just like, just like dresses, just like anything else in the military. We're all part of a team and we're all part of a family. So I want you to make sure we help each other out. I want all of us to help each other out. And thanks again, Yvonne Combs, for Operation Deploy Your Dress, for being with us today. It was a great having you on the podcast. And don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilley@yournextmission.org. I want to end each podcast with a little story about me. I love talking about me and my military experience. There's no question about that. But as Yvonne was talking, I was thinking about myself. I'm always thinking about myself and my wife. But, financially, I don't think until I made Sergeant First Class, of course, this is years ago, I don't think I had enough money to do the things I needed to do. And there wasn't people like Yvonne that was out there helping me and my wife. And we really struggled for a lot of years. But again, until I got to be Sergeant First Class and she started working, we finally financially was pretty stable in life. So I just can't thank Yvonne for what you're doing. And the people that are listening, don't sit on your duff. Don't stay in that circle. Get out of that circle and help somebody. Help somebody succeed in life because we all are Americans. We all live in this country. We all love our country and we all want to make a difference. And I'm going to make a difference in my life and everybody's life as long as I can each and every day. And so again, I want to thank you for listening today. And thanks for Cloudcast Media. And of course, our presenting sponsors, Calvary Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans. We appreciate all you do for our military each and every day. So I'll see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.
Cloudcast Media.